Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for this show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
I don't deserve, and My head's already swole enough. At least that's what my wife says. Well, okay, I'll keep it real. Let's just say it quick and simple like this. It's time to cancel the pity party. Time to cancel the pity party. Unless God has treated you worse than what you deserve, instead of better than what you deserve, it's time to cancel the pity party, isn't it? I think, though, sometimes we have it in our minds that, I know this is going to sound weird verbalizing this, but I think it's what we sometimes have in our mind. It's like maybe we got blessed by accident. You know, God didn't really mean to bless us because we don't really deserve it. So it's sort of like we stole something away and we put it in our back pocket and walked off and got away with something. And if we're too thankful, it's like we're reminding God that we got better than what we deserve. Maybe we're talking him out of it. We get so wrapped up in that deserve, and we've talked about that recently. I think the truth is we get it in our minds that the more we talk about what we're thankful about, the more we're going to be dwelling on whether we got better than what we deserve or not. You got way better than what you deserve. Way better. Still are getting way better than you deserve. So am I. That's how I know to tell you. And I think we need to find a way of being comfortable with that. The other thing that goes with this, and I said this to the staff, we're having a sort of a staff Bible study, and what I said to them is to be aware when they're talking to people, counseling them, whatever that person has in their minds, that's set up in their minds to make them happy, that's God to them. If it's a woman, if I just have this relationship with this woman, that'll make me happy. That's that dude's God. If it's money, if it's a job, if it's a car, if it's a house, if it's a relationship, if it's anything, whatever they say, if I just had this, I'd be happy. Whatever that is, that's their God. That's what they're bowing down and worshiping to. Everything else is just on the side. The truth is, those things won't really make you happy. The truth is, those things, we bow down to them and we worship them. Now, here's the worst part. We'll go to God and pray and ask God to hook us up with that thing we're trying to worship. Exactly. And he's supposed to do that? For what? So you go off and have your little thing off to the side and go, I'm happy now. Thank you, Jesus, I got my thing. I won't bother you again. You won't hear from me anymore. I got what I want, you know. You think that's what God wants for you to do? Take your little blessing and go hide with it. And, oh, beautiful and shiny. You think that's what he wants from you? Because the truth is, the junk that you're asking for is nothing compared to what he wants to do. You don't, I mean, you know, you and I both, I'm not putting anybody, you know, putting a finger on anybody. I'm the same way. The truth is, we get ourselves in a position where we convince ourselves these things are worth so much, and we convince ourselves these things will make us so happy. The truth is, they won't. And God can see that. And He knows that we don't feel comfortable just standing before His throne in all His glory and all His grace and just receiving what He wants to give to us, because we're so overwhelmed with how unworthy we are. But here's what I want to tell you today. A thankful man never backslid. Every brother, every sister in this place has it on their mind. Can I backslide? Will I backslide? What will happen to make me backslide? I'll make it this simple for you. The moment you say, woe is me, that's the first step. You're on your way. Poor, pitiful me. I got it so bad. I spent 20 years of my life destroying it, and it's not jumping together this afternoon. I can't wait another minute longer. Poor, pitiful me. That's the sound of a brother on his way to a backslide. But a thankful man never backslid. You put thankfulness on your lips, your walk is secure. That's important. I mean, that's a big deal. And thankfulness works that way, in a sense that many other things don't. You think, well, if I just keep going to church, keep reading my Bible. You can sit here in this building and feel sorry for yourself and be just as on your way as you could out there on the street corner, feeling sorry for yourself, asking God to hook you up with another trinket you don't really need, or a relationship that's only going to help bring you down. You could be doing that right here, just the same as anywhere else. But if you're thankful anywhere, it's starting to open the door to better and better things. Thankfulness opens the door to wisdom. Because when you start thanking God, you put yourself in a certain position and you look up at Him and you start seeing how it works. Thank you, Lord, for some of those hard experiences I had because they taught me something. Thank you, Lord, for some of the hard times you brought me through because they showed me something. And now I'm seeing that some of the things I thought were a blessing were a curse, and some of the things I thought were a curse were a blessing. And now I'm starting to understand things because I'm letting my mind dwell on it because I'm being thankful. So wisdom comes from thankfulness. It opens the door. Patience comes from you. If you're thankful, you start getting patient somehow. You start saying, Lord, I know you're there for me. I thank you that you're watching out over me. I thank you that you have my best intentions in mind. I thank you that I know that you're going to give me the things that I need when I need them. I know you're not going to let me fall. Suddenly, you feel a lot more patient when you're dwelling on those things. Thankfulness obviously gives you joy. It opens the door to joy. Because you realize there's no reason for this pity party. Because God has blessed me, and I feel joyful about that. Thankfulness opens the door to holiness. Because I'm drawing closer to God in that moment. And I'm realizing all the blessings that He has for me, and I'm starting to leave behind some of this sinful stuff that gets in between in this moment. I'm thankful for the things of God, and I no longer value the things of the world so much all of a sudden. I could go on and on. That's just four different things that thankfulness opens a door to. It's so easily overlooked because it feels hollow and empty. It's not that big a deal. We want something vigorous. We want it, as Mike was reading the verse on, we want something that would, you know, deal with us harshly. And we want to come down and cry. We want to, do something extreme to kind of prove to God something and get some sort of extreme something back from God so that we can live this life. But we won't just be still, cancel the pity party, and say, God, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me. And that's the key. The Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Now, there's some people in here that figure out how to be godly, and there's one or two that might figure out how to be content, but not nearly enough of us have it both going on at once. Godliness and contentment. Are you content today? Can you just, where you are right now, sit, take a deep breath and say, you know, it's all right. I'm content. I got everything I need. I got everything I need. God's watching out for me. He's protecting me. He's got a roof over my head. I've got food in my stomach. I got clothes on my back. I got everything I need. I'm content. Can you say that? If you can't, ask yourself why you can't. Because whatever that thing is in between, you have to question about whether you ought to even be chasing that at all. Be content. And that's a choice. All is being thankful, being contented, canceling the pity party. That's a choice. You put it in the world's hands. You got to bless me, then I'll be thankful. You give me this trinket, then I'll be happy. If I have this relationship, then I'll be content. You put all that in the control of somebody else. And you wonder why you never can get to a place where everything's all straight. Choose it right now. Choose it. Choose to look up at God on His throne. Realize that He loves you and wants to bless you way beyond what you're even thinking of. He says, behold, I'm able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than what you could ask or even imagine. Your imagination hasn't gone to the place where He wants to bless you. And if He told you the things He wants to give you to bless you, it wouldn't even look like a blessing to you. If you can understand what I mean by that. Because your heart and your mind gets in the wrong place and you start valuing things the wrong kind of way. So if that's the case, why not be content? Be chill. Kick back and say, you know, God blessed me. And it's good enough for right now today. And I'm content and I'm happy. Amen? Amen.